This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, 4 o'clock. David, if it's okay with you guys, we've got some people who've been incredibly patient, and I want to delay who said it so we can take the calls. A lot of people want to talk rivalry, and they want to talk about the Lions. I want to try to get to as many of these as possible. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's go.
We'll bump the segment momentarily. Mike is going to lead off the 4 o'clock. Mike, thanks for hanging. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, Mike Rico, how's it going?
Good, pal. Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
So, you guys opened up with this poll that Costa put out this morning.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. The Titans are one of the worst teams in football. They are the worst team in football. And for people to act like this game means something over the in-state rivalry, I don't get it. I get, you know, the Lions are good. We want to watch them, sure. I'd understand the argument if this was a division game. Bills, Texans, Chiefs, Ravens, you know, a big-time game.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Titans here. I was shocked when I saw that.
Now, Mike, here's the question. You know, like, I think it's a coping mechanism for Michigan fans. I think they're lying to themselves. Yep. They text or call a radio station saying, "No, I'd rather watch the Lions. It doesn't matter." They're going to be parked in front of the TV Saturday night, and if they win, they're going to be happy, and if they lose, they're going to be pissed. Why can't it just be that
Absolutely.
Simple?
No, Rico brought up a good point in the opening segment today about, you know, just because you're irrelevant doesn't mean, you know, the game doesn't mean anything. Like, college football is going to go on. You know, the games are going to be played. It's a rivalry. This is like the last thing we have as college football fans that can take us back to the last, you know, previous era of college football. And no, you're 100% right. They're going to watch the game. They're going to be quiet if they lose, and they'll be blown up your phone lines on Monday if they win.
Mike, I'm with you. Yeah. It was, and again, what Mike is referring to, and Mike, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it, buddy. You know, the morning show asked the question of which game would you rather watch? And 75% of people, and John, and again, I mean, we were sitting there. I mean, John wanted to beat the hell out of Costa because Costa's like, "John, there's no way you could say you want to watch the Lions
more. You played
more
in this thing.
You're on the broadcast for Michigan.
No, but you played in the
right,
game.
He understands the rivalry at a different level even than alums.
Right.
You played. You put your body on the line in this deal. And you mean to tell me you are so detached? I don't accept that. I would need a polygraph from John to believe that. And Cookies tried to challenge him until Cookies realized this man could snap my neck.
Facts.
Let's go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Friday. I'm eating some chips, drinking a beer. Life's good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry it took that long. What do you got on your mind?
No, you're good. Yeah, you know, I'm a little frustrated, guys, you know, because I feel like the GMs in the city, we love them. We're in a good spot. But, you know, Harris in the offseason didn't go and get hitting for the Tigers. Look how that, I think, hurt us. Might have cost us a chance at a World Series. And the Lions and the defensive line situation. We needed help in the offseason, and a lot of us felt like Davenport wasn't enough. And so, you know, look how long the Pistons have needed shooting, or, you know, the Red Wings could use more scoring. And sometimes they say the fans don't know much, but You know, I feel like if the GMs listened to the fans a little bit more, we wouldn't, you know, be shooting ourselves in the foot all the time.
I will fully agree with you. If we're sitting here on Tuesday, November 5th, and the Lions don't meaningfully address their desperate need at defensive end, I'm going to give them until that date.
Mm-hmm.
But, Drew, you know I agree with you. I don't know why we are safety city. Lions right now is the best team of my lifetime. Go all in and go win this damn thing. I don't care about 2028.
See, I'm not even thinking safety city, Drew and Mike, because with Campbell coming out saying, hey, look, we're looking into this. He didn't have to tell the morning show any of that. He could have just played dumb.
But to Drew's point, he said complimentary. Drew and me and you.
Yeah, what TJ said made a lot of sense. You didn't think about that. Who are you complimenting?
Right.
You need an alpha dog. You need somebody to lead this defense, at least for this the rest of this season, because Aiden's not coming back.
Yeah, and I am a little bit more upset about Harris. I mean, the hitting was staring at us in the face. And look how it burned us, man. I mean, I'm surprised people aren't talking about that a little bit more.
I mean, we did a bunch, and we were vilified for it all summer, both inside and outside of the building. And, we're going to be doing it again. Just bottom line. I'm not going to be one of these water carriers for this franchise. It's been 40 years since they've won a World Series. They do not deserve any benefit of the doubt. And the magic that they pulled was something they never planned on. So even if it worked out the way it should, and you thought people like me or Cookies or Rico or Rieger were premature in going, please God, get a veteran bat in here, then you most certainly cannot take that tack this offseason. So I'm with you. Like the Tigers, okay, the core's here, right?
Yeah.
Go. I don't want to hear about, we want to be consistently good in 7 years. Like, let's go win this thing.
Yeah.
So, look, they're going to spell it out. They're going to do what they do. And when the winter meetings come around, if the Tigers don't do something meaningful, we'll have those conversations. And then it'll be a war again because there's this weird faction of every fan base that wants to stick up for these front office executives as if they're your friends.
Just be patient and just wait. You'll see it's going to happen.
Go to Michael, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm just saying that I grew up in a Michigan State household, went to Michigan. Growing up, this was the week. You rooted for Michigan, you root for Michigan State. Right? I'm excited about tomorrow. I wasn't excited on Monday, but I'm excited now. Listen to you guys. That's the long and short of it. So I will gladly gloat when we win. And I will gladly take the heat when we lose. So, I'm taking Michigan to win, but State to cover. That's all it is.
That's the big thing is by the time the game kicks off, all these people who called the mornings and middays or have called our show the last few days who are saying it doesn't matter, I'm not watching, we won last year, so whatever, bull. You're going to be tuned in. You're going to watch. If you win, you're happy, and if you lose, you're annoyed. And that's normal. It doesn't have to be this weird flying Tanzini's gymnastics routine that Michigan fans are doing.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to make more out of this than what it really is. It's just you want to win. Michigan fans want to win. David, you want to see them win. I want to see State win. Mike, you want to see State win. And that's just it. There's no but. Who won?
Just play the game. It's sports.
Like, right. And whoever lost, you just got to take this for the next year.
I mean, that's like me. Forget it. I don't want to give any more examples. Let me go to Jake. He's an A squared. He's up next, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, yes, Jake. Sir. What's going on?
Yeah, so I grew up a diehard Michigan fan. I moved down to Georgia when I was 8 and moved back to Michigan when I was 17. I went to U of M Dearborn. Always been a huge Michigan fan. But after everything that it took for Michigan to get to the point that they did last year and win the Natty, I thought I was going to be really excited. I thought I was going to be parading in the streets like a lot of folks were in Ann Arbor, but it just wasn't. There was just something different about winning the national championship the way that they did last year. And to be honest with you, I'm still going to watch the game. I'm still going to enjoy it as I've watched every game this season, but there's just something different about this season And I think moving forward as a Michigan fan, I lost a lot of respect for the university. I lost a lot of respect for the program. And, you know, I honestly blame Harbaugh big time. You know, instead of paying the piper and facing the music, he ran to the NFL. And he took his coaches with him, and he left the program high and dry.
But, Jake, even worse, he didn't have a choice. Remember, when they were talking about that contract and, he needs to have immunity if he's going to stay, he couldn't stay. True. Those coaches couldn't stay. They were all getting show causes. There was no shot they could stay.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, Jake, listen, guys like you, and I've had this conversation with a couple of buddies of mine who have gone to the school, and I got a couple friends who don't care, a couple friends who do. It's whatever. My point has been the same from the very beginning. Do what you got to do. Enjoy it now. You will not like it afterwards. And now, guys like you, Jake, are recognizing, like, it was the world's only 48-hour title. Because after 48 hours, ain't nobody talking about it. Ain't nobody buying that gear. No one's pimping their us versus all and bet shirts. No one's rocking natty t-shirts. You know. Now, maybe in your group chat, you guys want to all sit there and twist your chandeliers and knots. That's fine.
Well, yeah,
but you ain't doing it in public.
Well, I was about to say, I'm sure they'll be rocking this shirt Saturday.
Go for it.
National title. We won it all.
It's a safe space. You're in Ann Arbor.
I offered to buy David some. He refused.
Because David knows.
He's not a real fan.
No.
Oh. I don't need the shirt.
Bet.
Why? You ought to be awfully proud.
Okay.
You sure? I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of kids in Panama running around in the unsold Michigan national title gear. It's like when the team loses a Super Bowl and you're like, why is every kid in Honduras wearing a Rams victory shirt? They lost.
You mean the Pacers didn't win the NBA title last year?
Exactly.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
David, a couple of the ticket techs. We'll get to the people. We got Who Said It at 4:30. We got the Prop Bet Casino at 4:45. We're rapping a lot about the rivalry and less about the Lions because, let's face it, the Lions game is not interesting. You're really good, Tennessee really bad. Here's the barometer. Are you professional? Just win the game by 1 or 100. That's not interesting. Interesting is rivalry. Interesting is two teams that are not great. One started to say, you know the two most disappointing teams in America? Florida State and you. You're in a complete free fall. And the reality is, Florida State is 1-6, and you should be 2-5. But you're 4-3, and you might end up with the same record as FSU at the end of the day, 5-7. You need this game. You hate your coach irrationally. That's you, not me. You're in a weird psychological break after a natty, and you thought it would feel good, but it didn't. It's like that time Kenny tried Coke. I'm kidding. Didn't happen. I'm kidding. Kenny thought it would feel great. It didn't. The point is, that was a total lie. Kenny did nothing of the sort. My point is, Spartan fans want it. Wolverine fans are starting to warm up to it. And the morning show did a thing where everyone's like, nah, I don't care about the game. I care about the Lions. Bull junk. Bull junk, as Coach Prime says. Or as he said to a reporter, bull jive. You have a crumb bum attitude. Okay? So we're rapping a lot about that. David on the ticket text. Go
ahead. Michigan fan here. This is the only game left this season for us that I care about. We must win on Saturday. Someone says, I'm a diehard Sparty fan and a diehard Lions fan. This weekend is absolutely about the rivalry game. Nothing else matters.
I think the craziest part, David, is I give Michigan more of a chance than their own fans. I don't walk into this game feeling State should be favored. I don't lose sight of the fact it is a road game in Ann Arbor. I don't lose sight of the fact that one good performance against Iowa doesn't undo six games of stats and six games of performance. And it's wacky to me because I'm sitting here, David, you'd think State's rolling in as a two-touchdown favorite. We are 4.5, 5-point underdogs.
No, I'm not acting like that.
Not you, your people.
Yeah, well, most of them, yes, they are.
No, Kenny, I didn't mean that. I meant his fan base. This show. Damn it. Oh, you stop.
Kenny and Beely. Oh.
Even Kenny's offended.
Oh, stop. Okay, get it out of your system.
Patrick in Novi says, I'm a Michigan fans are always bragging about their recruiting classes being better than Michigan State, yet this week isn't important this year? Doesn't make sense to me.
I don't want to do this. All right, here's the deal. First of all, you've always out-recruited State. Partially because you're a blue blood and you've had more success over 40 years. Respect. But the other part, and I don't want to be rude, but the entire recruiting world is a scam. The players who go to the big schools get the ratings bumps. And those schools have the biggest fan bases. Those fan bases pay to hear about recruiting. Do you think they want to hear, hey, the guy you just brought in is a knob? No. So, like, it's not real. It's artificial. Yes, those schools like Georgia get all the best players, but newsflash, they're not as good as they get reported on.
Yes. So, like, Mike, let me help you out. It's propaganda.
This was your world, and I didn't want to like be insulting, but
Mike, it's propaganda because yes, no one wants to hear this guy's no good. Oh, well, what do you know? Tell me I'm pretty. Sure, he's going to be the greatest. I compare him with this right tackle. Hey, you got your own version of Penei Sewell. Just trust me on this. And when you're wrong, you move on because there's a new kid who's going to be the greatest thing ever.
Right. I always hesitate from the whole, well, if they recruit better. Listen, if games were decided in the recruiting rankings alone, there would be no intrigue to the sport. Vanderbilt would never beat Alabama. The idea is you need to have elite recruiting classes to win a national title, unless you're cheating, of course. The point I make is when you get in rivalry games and you get outside of those top 10 classes, Class 11 through about class 50, shake them up, mix them up. They're largely the same. I hate to break it to you. If you live in a world where you think there's only 250 good football players in America, a.k.a. four stars, five stars, that's not the real world. No. The same kid who goes to a place like Texas Tech and is a high three star in Texas, if that kid went to Georgia, he'd be a four. Why? Subscribers. If right. I'm out of line, call me out.
No, Mike, you're not. That's the nature of the beast. And rarely do you see this high school kid that you're just like, yeah, he's going to be something.
Right, like if you recruit Ryan Williams, like, gotcha.
Hey, you know, it was the argument that I got over a certain cornerback who went on to go to the league and is actually doing well, you see him in B-Dubs commercials. But.
Oh, Sauce?
Yeah, you see, like. This kid is going to be something. It's just that it factor that occasionally you're like, yeah.
But if he didn't go to Cincy and he went to a power, automatically his rating would have been different.
And that's
the whole point I make is all that crap is out the window when you kick off.
And I mean, think about every five-star quarterback, and most of them don't make it. We literally could probably do a blitz on where is this five-star QB?
Up next, Brock Berlin, your memories. Mitch Mustaine. I got plenty.
Oh,
I'm with
Mitch.
You.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but my point is, Is there a certain credibility to it? Of course. But once you get outside of a very finite number, that's why I laugh at it. It's like all those years Michigan was out recruiting D'Antonio and D'Antonio was kicking their face in. Because you got to play football at a certain point. That's all. Like the guy lining up opposite Mason Graham, I don't think it's about where you were rated in high school. It's how did you project over 3 years? Mason Graham has grown into a complete monster.
And the funny thing is that Michigan, two of your best running backs weren't five stars.
Mike Hart.
Blake Corum.
And Khalil Mullins.
And Khalil Mullins, yeah. He what came as a linebacker.
Your favorite Kelly Baraka memory. All right.
But I remember Cullen Christian was going to be that lockdown Deion corner. Until he wasn't.
Cullen Christian, whoa.
Up next, Boubacar Sissoko. Hey, Where did it go wrong?
Nope, we're not doing that. Nope.
I'm sorry. Kevin Grady?
Okay.
William Campbell.
Mm.
I got a million of them. Ernest Shazor.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. He was supposed to be it, man.
Hey, don't worry. State's got a few of these, too. Trust me. All right. Just keep it going.
Every offensive lineman.
Yes.
Including the new one that just got committed.
What?
Five-star tackle we just got.
Oh, no. I'm talking about State offensive lineman.
Oh, you're talking
lineman.
About State. Oh, okay.
David, My bad. I apologize. I am so sorry. That yawn just overtook me like a religious experience. I'm so sorry.
I was just going to act like it didn't happen.
No. Dude, that was like in a religious moment. David, the problem with offensive linemen and projecting them, hardest position in football
Correct.
To project. And it takes the amount of kids who can go from high school, I don't care where you're rated, to playing as a freshman, much less playing championship level D1 football is 1 in 1,000.
Yeah, very rare that you get a Orlando Pace that can come right in.
Oh, he's 6'6", 290. All right, see me in 3 years.
It's really hard to do.
And then I'll get excited about this. But yeah, I never get excited about offensive linemen because you're right. That's the one position.
Like State had a 5-star when Tuck was there. He was a pass rusher. You know what the kid couldn't do? Play. Now he's at Kansas.
Couldn't rush the passer.
And you know what he can't do at Kansas? Play.
Rush the passer.
What was his name?
Oh, By Job.
There you go. By Job, that guy sucks. Not any good.
All right.
Oh, but he blew up the camps. Great. You won the underwear Olympics.
But, David, to your credit, they got Jalen Thompson from Cass Tech.
Oh, he's actually all right.
Yeah.
I saw him play a ton at Cass Tech. I knew he was going to be good.
I did, too. I didn't think he was going to be this good this fast. I thought it was going to take
sophomore,
like a few years.
Yeah, exactly.
First year, I was like, wow, he took advantage of those 4 games. Go ahead, Mike.
Mason Graham scares me.
He should.
I love that kid. If the Giants don't get a top 3 pick, I want Mason Graham. Can I get that next to Dexter Lawrence? How are you going to run the football on us? Come on. Tucka, 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 tucka.
You need a quarterback.
Mason, come home. once you go pro, I don't care where you went to school. I care if you can help my team. All right, we'll get back to business momentarily, but we got to get to who said it first. David. Are you okay, Rico?
I want to play this game. Name failed recruit.
No. David, go. All right, our coworkers say things, David. David then throws them in our face, and we have to guess who said it. Let's go.
All right, no questions?
No, just who's eligible.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go. All right. Everyone from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
So that's the Rieger,
Wojo. Okay. Wait, did Mark Ryan fill? No. Okay.
All right, let's start at number one. This isn't an injury. This is something that is self-inflicted, and at some point, it's going to rub some people the wrong way. But we always say, let it play out.
I have to jank myself. I also have to jank myself.
All right, Rico. This is me and you, buddy. These two have janked. That sounded like Jim Costa to me. Oh, you have to own it, and I'm Mr. Matter of Fact for Halloween.
I think it sounded like Costa's dad. I thought it was you.
I mean, it could be.
I thought it's that possible. Was you.
I don't know the subject matter, though.
No, because the let it play out was kind of a play on what John does.
All right, can I hear it one more time? Maybe it is. If this is about Aiden, it could be me.
No, I think this is about J-Mo.
Let me hear it.
This isn't an injury. This is something that is self-inflicted, and at some point, it's going to rub some people the wrong way. But we always say, let it play out.
I don't think I said that that way.
Okay, all right.
If you want to guess me,
no,
go for
no, no,
it.
No. Just to let it play
I
out.
I can just hear Costa's smarm.
But these two,
they janked.
Right. So that means it's got to be midday.
Doesn't have to be. Evan's driving into work in the morning.
I janked myself because I gave this one to David. Oh. So that's why I know it.
So oh. Kenny.
I give away nothing. You guys have to figure this one out for yourselves.
That's I'm the only, Costa.
You know what? I'll go Costa as well.
Don't change it. Do you think it's me?
I do.
Then, all right, then guess
it's
me.
It's Mike.
David, who said it? That's enough out of him. We both got it wrong. All right, next.
The Super Bowl window for New England was 20 years. The Super Bowl window for Kansas City is 8, 10, maybe 20 years because they have Patrick Mahomes.
See, I know I've said stuff like that.
I don't think you said it here, though.
Okay. Kenny, are you janking or are you guessing?
I'm just trying to figure out. One more time, David.
The Super Bowl window for New England was 20 years. The Super Bowl window for Kansas City is 8, 10, maybe 20 years because they have Patrick Mahomes.
Evan.
So I'm going to take the knowledge that I have from Cash the Ticket, which you can download anywhere.
Oh.
I think that's Jim Costa, man. He's so high on the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
He loves them.
They can't lose and it doesn't matter.
See, I was thinking morning show. I was thinking Costa. Or maybe Gov.
I'm just going to guess Costa until I get one right. I'll take Jim Costa.
I'm going to go Gov, just to be different.
I know Costa's super high on the Chiefs. I guess I'll take Costa as well.
David, who said it?
Ah!
Morning show.
Gov.
You know, 8, 10, 20.
I should have guessed offensive lineman math. 3, 4, 50.
86.
Let's go. Number three.
I need one more star or superstar player to make sure that we stay the best team.
Jeez. Mike loves stars.
We.
That could be anybody, though.
No.
I could see Mike. He's a we guy. He's part of the Lions organization.
I think everybody said we at some point about this team, buddy, except for maybe Rico.
Buddy, if I were, you'd already see a report. I offered 3 firsts for Crosby. Got bad news for you. Go ahead.
One more time, David.
I need one more star or superstar player to make sure that we stay the best team.
Oh, that screams Tom Milliken now that I reheard it.
I heard Milliken and also maybe Costa because of the we. He seems like he'd be big as a we guy.
He's Jim's also part of the squad, man.
Yeah, he's part of the squad.
Jim's gotten very Bally-esque lately with some of his home teams. It's gotten tough.
Let's do the mic routine of guess Costa till we're right. That's what I like.
I'm going to go off the board.
You're going Gov.
Heather?
No.
Kang.
I remember. This goes all the way out to the 8 p.m. Rieger. Give me Rieger.
Yeah, Rieger does love stars.
That could be.
David, who said it?
So everyone's sure they're locked in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You sure,
David,
Rico?
I'm not changing.
Yeah,
it's
we ain't flip-flopping,
sure,
man?
Rico?
I think it's Rieger.
Okay.
Oh, how stupid do you feel?
So I knew I would get you with the we. What you were saying is Brad Holmes should be thinking,
oh,
I need.
That's a neat trick.
That threw me way off. I was like, I said it. I don't think it's Rico because of it.
Because Rico would never say we.
Correct.
Right.
Even though he's allegedly from Detroit.
Okay. Now I'm allegedly from Detroit.
Bolingbrook, Illinois. All right, let's go. Number four.
I know it's 7 weeks, but you got the one seed in the NFC. Like, all your goals are ahead of you, and there's so much good reason to feel so good about this team.
Want to guess Kang?
God, it sounds like Doug.
That's what I was thinking.
Give me again, David.
I know it's 7 weeks, but you got the one seed in the NFC. Like, all your goals are ahead of you, and there is so much good reason to feel so good about this team.
Good, the good, the good.
Everything is awesome. You know, kind of like Costa. I'm going to go Rieger until I get it right.
All right.
I'm going Doug.
I'm going to go Doug. That was my initial thought.
Kang.
David, who said it?
Wow.
I can't take it. This is the hardest edition of this game we have played. And this is unfair.
And I got one more for you.
Nice.
I've heard urgency when he had spoken. I have to believe the organization does have urgency to do something here at the deadline.
Ooh. I'm going to say that's Mike Valeni. I feel like I've uploaded a lot of videos this week where you said urgency.
You know what? I'm thinking it's either Mike or Kang.
Jeez. Usually two share the same brain.
Like-minded individuals, yes.
Mike, what do you collect?
I love collecting things.
I heard Doug, just because Doug seems to believe everything that Dan Campbell has to say.
Oh, he's admitted it.
He's exactly. So it's either Doug or Scott. I'm going to say Doug.
You're Doug. You're saying me, Rico, Kang, me, Kang. Kang.
Dang it, it could be me again. Who knows?
That would be hilarious.
Are you sure?
I'm going down with you. Give me Costa. I'm going down with the ship. Jim.
Yes! Come home, Jim. Tucka, tucka, tucka.
Tucka, 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 tucka.
I was hoping that would be the one, Mike. You say someone else.
Scott, come home.
Mike was the guy at the roulette table. Wait. It's going to be red this time. We're due.
It was David with Gator. Gator.
I had to get one right. David, thank you for that. We will get back to business. Football, Prop Bet Casino next, 97.1.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.